AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A woman testifies at R. Kelly's trial that they had sex hundreds of times before she turned 18. AP's Margie Zaraletta is in Chicago.
The now 37-year-old woman, identified only as Jane, told a Chicago courtroom she met Kelly when she was 13 and asked him to be her mentor. She says within weeks, he made sexual phone calls to her, started touching her intimately when she was around 14, and they first had sex when she was 15. The woman says Kelly, who would have been about 30 years old, would tell her what to do. Prosecutors say she was the girl on a video that was central to Kelly's 2008 child pornography trial. They say she refused to testify then because Kelly paid and intimidated her. Kelly has denied wrongdoing. Margie Zaraletta, Chicago.
A federal judge orders the Justice Department to come up with a plan for redactions after he committed to make public at least part of the affidavit supporting the search warrant for former President Donald Trump's estate in Florida. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart says it is the government's burden to show why a redacted version should not be released, and prosecutors' arguments have failed to persuade him. He gave them a week to submit a copy of the affidavit proposing the information to be kept secret after the FBI found and collected classified and top secret information during the search last week. The chief financial officer at the Trump family business pleads guilty to tax evasion charges in New York, part of a deal with prosecutors. Here's the AP's Mike Sisick reporting Alan Weisselberg will not be testifying against former President Trump, just the Trump Organization.
Alan Weisselberg is testifying in a case against the Trump Organization, the company, not former President Donald Trump. Former President Trump has not been charged and has not been accused of a criminal wrongdoing in this matter. Now, Alan Weisselberg has said through his lawyers that he felt he was charged as punishment because he wouldn't flip on the former president.
This is AP News. Apple discloses serious security vulnerabilities in its iPhones, iPads, and Macs. AP's Ed Donahue has the story.
In two security reports, Apple said the flaws in software could potentially allow attackers to take complete control of devices. The company said it is aware of a report that this issue may have been actively exploited. Experts are telling Apple users to update the software on their devices. One expert said this means a hacker could get full administrative access to the device and execute any code as if they are you, the user. I'm Ed Donahue.
Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson will serve an 11-game unpaid suspension, pay a $5 million fine, and undergo professional evaluation and treatment as part of a settlement with the NFL following accusations of sexual misconduct by 24 women. He won't be allowed to take the field until the Browns game against his old team Houston in Houston on December 4th. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.